The Arctic Shipping Assessment is out. It was put out by an international panel that met at the University of Alaska Fairbanks last year to talk about future regulatory steps that soon need to be considered in light of the seasonal withdrawal of sea ice from the Arctic Ocean and its growing attraction for shipping. Mike Mason reports from member station KDLG in Dillingham.
The new report is called Considering a Roadmap Forward, the Arctic Marine Shipping Assessment. It sprang out of a workshop hosted by UAF last October that included experts from Canada, China, Denmark, Japan, Norway, the UK, and the US. One of those who participated in the workshop was Mike Sprague. He's the head of the University of Alaska Geography Program and the Vice Chancellor of Students at UAF. Sprague was instrumental in the creation of the new document, which is based on the Arctic Council's Arctic Marine Shipping Assessment that was released last year. One of the high-priority issues in the new report is the need for a mandatory International Maritime Organization Polar Code.
It seemed to the group that got together that IMO should come up with some standard classification.
The International Maritime Organization is an agency of the United Nations, and it basically develops a regulatory framework for shipping.
Whether that's tour ships or heavy cargo, mineral transport, oil and gas transport, is that there should be some kind of polar code that guides international development and use of ships in the Arctic.
Sprague says having some standards for vessels could help prevent accidents and disasters in what is now a pristine environment.
You know, if I'm a shipping company, I'm going to be very interested in the shifting dynamics of the ice. You know, it's not an ice-free Arctic and probably won't be anytime soon. If I'm an insurer of that vessel, I'm going to be interested in perhaps some standardized polar code. If I'm a community on the coast, I'm going to be interested in the ways ships are built.
Another major policy issue identified in the new report is to implement a system to track and monitor all of the commercial vessels that transit the Arctic region. Sprague says there are some existing technologies that could be brought to bear on that issue.
We had a briefing on several of the potential use of technologies at this workshop.
The new report also points out that those who develop policy should consider the need for agreements between the countries regarding search and rescue in the Arctic and the need for some kind of observing network. Sprague asserted that the Arctic Ocean is already being used.
There is a great deal of navigation going on. I think people may perhaps get caught up in an open Northwest Passage and the bounty that might bring for transportation. And again, perhaps the ice, and as we know, the ice has shrunk, but there are some traditional routes. They will be exploited as much as the resource and the economy will allow it to be.
The new report can be found online at uafnews.com, and efforts have been undertaken to present it to policy leaders and lawmakers from across the Arctic region. Sprague recently presented the report at the Institute for Applied Circumpolar Policy Workshop in Finland, and University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor Brian Rogers has been sharing the report with members of the University of the Arctic, the Arctic Council, and the Arctic parliamentarians in Brussels. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.